You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Reverend Billy Graham has been released from the hospital after battling pneumonia. So far, he's doing good. Of course, he says he's grateful for the thoughts and prayers expressed by individuals across the country and around the world during my stay at Mission Hospital. He is 93 years old. All the power to him. Good for him. Happy news. Breaking news today. It looks like five have been killed in a helicopter crash near Lake Mead in Las Vegas, Nevada. This was a luxury sunset tour. A lot of these, tours go on. We see them nightly. People love going up and down the strip. And unfortunately, it looks like the helicopter has crashed this evening to a mountainside, killing the pilot and four passengers on board. If we have any more information of that, we will definitely fill you in. Blago gets 14 years today, sentenced to 14 years. This ongoing corruption investigation selling President Obama's seat, of course, then Senator Obama's seat. I mean, we have been so sick of watching Blago in the news. I mean, it's been just, for me, nauseating. But finally, 14 years. One of the jurors said we only expected 8 years. 9 years, maybe. They didn't think that they'd get 14 years. So honestly, you know, I was sick of looking at this. You know, it's so frustrating, all the BS we're seeing in politics. And you know, yes, I'm very conservative, but still, I'm really frustrated with politicians on both sides. It is so frustrating. Nothing gets done. I mean, they're still this self-serving. Trying to keep yourself in office and reelect yourself. I mean, you know, once you get into office, it's kind of cush. You get a pension. I think you have a doctor in Congress. You know, you get to go to Washington. I mean, I love Washington, D.C., one of my favorite cities. Right? You get to travel. And I think you even get, you know, a parking space. I mean, that's cush. Right? And you get health insurance. You know, for those of us that, you know, we have to buy our own health insurance or we don't have it, I mean, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, of course they're going to want to stay in office. Well, do you stay in office saying what you think, you know, and rattling a few people? No. You get your donors, you say what you need to say to get in, and it's frustrating. I wish there was another way to run this country, but unfortunately, no, not going to happen. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and, of course, you can follow us on Facebook. We're going to be talking a little bit about, I guess, Sandusky was arrested again. I guess two new victims have come forward. Let's go into that now. I guess now he's being held on $250,000 bail, but likely to be released after posting the money, probably within the next few hours, from what I understand. Wow. Alleged victim. These are victims now 8 and 9, said in sworn testimony that they had screamed for help. Well, this one victim has said he was screaming for help. Right. Knowing the coach's wife was upstairs while he was in the basement, no one came to help. This was victim number 9. Another accuser who's 19 years old right now said he was given liquor and abused at age 12 in 2004. Both victims said they were, quote unquote, groomed for sexual assault when they went to Sandusky's charity. This is just absolutely frightening. Absolutely frightening. Mrs. Sandusky, 68 years old, attempted to call one of the victims in the weeks leading up to his testimony, despite the fact that now 26-year-old had cut off all contact. She left a message on victim number 7's phone saying the matter was very important, but the man who told the grand jury that as a 10-year-old in 1994, Sandusky hugged and inappropriately touched him would not return the call. So you kind of wonder, what does the wife want? Why is the wife calling? I mean, I don't want to go into all the issues, but just, I mean, crazy, crazy stuff. Now, in the news today, they were talking about Bernie Fine. Sarah accuses Bernie Fine, and apparently those charges were dropped because of the statutes of limitation. Now, from what I understand, the statutes of limitations are very different depending on the state. All right. I thought when it came to sexual abuse, there was no limitation period. But apparently in New York, depending on first degree or if there's felonies or misdemeanors or whatever, I'm looking right now at a chart from soul.reform.com. And this gives us a table of the statutes of limitations periods for each state. And I'm reading right now with New York, it says until the victim turns 18 plus 5 years. Now, one of the victims that came forward with Bernie Fine, Syracuse of Bernie Fine, I believe he said the assault happened back in the 80s. So this gentleman is in his late 30s, early 40s, you see. Another, apparently North Carolina, there's no limitations. North Dakota, they say until the victim turns 15 plus 7 years or report to law enforcement plus 3 years. All right. So in the with the two victims alleging in Bernie Fine's case, they're older. All right. But again, that was with New York. I don't want to read through all 50 in Ohio until the victim turns 18 plus 20 years. So you could be 38 years old and be able to complain. Tennessee, a lot of laws. Depending on the Class A felony, 15 years from commission of the offense for Class A, 8 years from commission of the offense, Class B, 4 years. So it really depends state by state. Utah, there is no statutes of limitations for rape, sodomy, sexual abuse, aggravated sexual abuse. 8 years from commission of the offense for forcible sexual abuse and or incest if reported within 4 years of the assault. So you see, it really depends state by state. If Bernie Fine was in another state, it could be a different story. You know, and again, it's you know, whenever there's these cases of sexual abuse and sexual assault, I mean, you're guilty until proven innocent. You know, we're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. We're supposed to be. Right, but I mean, when it comes to this, especially with victims coming forward, and then you have multiple, it's crazy. You know, people said, why would Sandusky talk to the press? Well, he talked to the press because he knew future jurors were listening. All right, he wanted jurors to like him. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. It's non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Medical Talk Radio, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to give a big thank you to Genesis Communications Network that is syndicating our show, and a big thank you to Donovan, who is working the dial. So, I'm sure you guys heard about Alec Baldwin in entertainment news. He got kicked off an American Airlines flight. Apparently what happened is he was sitting there playing Words with Friends. It's a game on his cell phone. I mean, it looks fun. I never heard of the game until this. So who knows? Maybe this is a big stunt for him to get, for the game to get advertisement. I don't know, or publicity. But anyway, he was sitting there, playing the game while the plane was still at the gate. And you know how the flight attendants come up to you saying, please turn off all electronic devices. Well, I don't turn mine off immediately, because if we're still sitting there at the gate, I could still text my office, keep an eye on things, et cetera. And so I don't really have to play a game till the last minute, but he was still playing a game. And so the flight attendant came up to him, and apparently he got a little frustrated. Then he got up, slammed the bathroom door so loudly that the captain came out and got involved and asked him to leave. All right. They said it was so loud that the captain called back to flight attendants to find out what was happening. The captain himself made the call to have Baldwin removed. Sources close to Alec claimed he did not slam the door, but only got up to get the flight attendant's name so he could file a complaint. Come on. But because the fastened seatbelt sign was on and he had gotten up, he was asked to leave. Look at all the rules. We say we're in a free society, not on an airplane. All right? It's a communist society on an airplane, and it's the flight attendants that are boss. All right? You can't get up. You can't go pee. You can't do anything. The fastest seatbelt sign is on. The fastest seatbelt sign's on. All right. But honestly, Alec Baldwin, did he really have to, for a video game? So Mr. Baldwin then boarded the next LAX JFK flight. Then he started to tweet, and then he was insulting people with the tweets. Now he had to come back, and he had to apologize. And, really, people, really, really. Now, I got to tell you what else in entertainment news. Apparently, Facebook had a glitch, from what I understand, for a few minutes, where you could access people's private photos. Now, remember, Facebook is supposed to be number one in privacy, right? Right? Facebook is supposed to have, the best privacy settings, right? Well, apparently, people saw that they had an opportunity to go into people's photos, so they looked at Facebook Mark Zuckerberg's photos. They went to his profile, looked up his photos, and they're all over the news. Now, everyone's like, oh my gosh, oh, we broke into his private. I think that's a setup. All right? If you look at the photos, he looks like he's got a pretty girlfriend. He's sitting there holding a puppy. Those are pretty set up. When I post pictures on Facebook, it's me in traffic, a toilet that overflowed, something going on in the studio. Kind of realistic, everyday photos. Here, you see him, right, just kind of sitting there looking all adorable with a cute little puppy next to his girlfriend. That was set up. A lot of these paparazzi photos set up, too. When you see these stars walking onto the beach from the water, kind of like one of those 007 movies, Ursula Anders coming out from the water, and then Daniel Craig did the same thing, right? Whenever you see these paparazzi photos of these stars doing that, you know, if you really look closely, the stomach looks sucked in. A lot of times it's touched up. Stars don't always look like that, which means they posed, or they posed. All right, yeah, it's the pictures where they absolutely look like crap, don't have makeup, is yelling at the cab driver, burping, doing whatever. Those are the realistic photos. But the ones where they're walking out of the ocean, coming onto the sand, with one leg kind of crossed towards the other and their arms up, holding their hair up, flexing their, please, fake. So don't fall for this Facebook thing. I think he purposely allowed there to be a little error. He leaked those pictures. That's what I think. All right. So interesting. Fox News. I always love reading some of the things in Fox News, of course. And there's this one article saying how to spot a liar. Apparently, there's a new study from the University of California, Berkeley. And it says all it takes is 20 seconds to decide whether or not a stranger is trustworthy. Now, researchers apparently recruited 24 couples and asked each person to talk about a time when he or she had suffered. So what they did is they had cameras recording the reactions of the speaker's partner. Then a separate group reviewed the videos and then was able to identify fake compassion in the reacting partners within 20 seconds. After researchers took DNA samples, really DNA for a study about liars, after researchers took DNA samples of the participants, it turned out that 60% of the least trusted participants lacked a gene receptor, the GG genotype, that may control your compassion and empathy, that regulates your body's oxytocin. And, oxytocin is the lovey-dovey hormone. All right. Those that were trustworthy, 90% carried the gene. All right, so they said when you're dealing with a salesman or colleague or blind date, you can identify bogus behavior, and this is how they say number one is if the behavior is inconsistent. Well, we all knew that, right? If someone is very, is usually very still, but then they're very animated, or if they're usually animated, then they get quiet, something's up. Duh. Same thing. If a person usually speaks smoothly and rapidly, but then their speech is very deliberate and clipped, those shifts are red flags. Number two, they said a steady gaze. They said when people think or contemplate, it's natural for them to break eye contact and look around. When you're talking about something, then you go, oh, and you're thinking about something, you look off to the side, and then you got to, again, regroup and make eye contact. They say people that lie, a lot of times their gaze is too constant, so they'll just sit there and stare at you, even if they're not listening, because they're trying to consciously earn your trust. Okay, that's kind of supposed to be fishy. They say number three is not enough mouth. They say coughing, clearing the throat frequently, or any other gesture of covering the mouth can indicate that a person is trying to hide something. Oh, absolutely. You know when you cough when you speak at the same time? Exactly. Exactly. Like, right? Shoulders down, hunched body pose. That's a sign of caution and indicates a person's not opening himself up completely. Then a quick smile. They say a genuine smile changes a person's whole face. Their eyes light up, their cheeks, eyebrows rise among the, you know, with the corners of their mouth. It does. It involves the facial nerve. It involves multiple muscle groups. Look up the face and the muscles of the face. There's tons of them. That's so true. And that smile, a lot of times, takes a few seconds to fade. A smile that comes up instantly and then disappears quickly, probably a fake. Fake. All right. Did we talk about enough fake? Is there any other things that came up in the news? Fake. All right. I think I got it all. All right. I'm going to want to hit some headlines. But before that, looks like if parents drink and drive, their kids may too. Now, I know this study has come out in various other shapes and sizes before, but we really need to actually listen and understand that kids may pattern their parents' behavior. So if your parents were pulled over or jailed for a DUI, maybe somebody needs to keep an eye on the kids. All right? If your aunt or uncle or grandma and grandpa are listening to this, right, and somebody in your family drinks and drives, you need to look at other family members. Okay? Apparently, this new study, it's a U.S. government study from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, suggests that parents' behavior behind the wheel has a very strong influence on teenagers. They looked at 67,000 people aged 12 or older. They found more than 18% of 16 and 17-year-olds living with a mother who drove under the influence of drugs or alcohol and also driven under the influence. 16, 17-year-olds? Really? Almost 20% of them. In contrast, only about 11% of teens living with a mother who didn't drive after drinking engaged in this risky behavior. Okay, well, that's a 7% difference, but still. Fathers may even wield a greater influence. They found that 21% of teens living with fathers who drove under the influence also drove after drinking or doing drugs, compared to just 8% of teens whose fathers didn't drink or drive. That's huge. One in five boys whose father drinks and drives may do it. That's frightening. They could kill themselves. They could kill others. So obviously parents play a key role in preventing drunk and drug driving. They should set a good example. You know, just to go off on a tangent, I didn't realize how much my kids listen to me and my husband talk in the front seat. You know, you ignore them. They're in the back seat. You think they're looking around. You think they're playing with their little video game, but they actually listen to what you talk about. Now, you have to be careful, because if I'm complaining about grandma, right, and they have heard that many a time, they pick that up. But it's amazing. Like, you know, my child, he asked me about something I had said in the car almost a year ago. It was about one of our friends who had some bleeding, and, you know, we had to take care of her. It was some vaginal bleeding or whatever. I didn't realize he was listening. You know, I thought whenever I talk, because, you know, they tune you out. Your kids tune you out all the time. Why would they act any differently in the car and listen to you? And I had to say, no, she was fine. But, you know, for a year, he's carrying this going, oh, my God, somebody was bleeding. Hopefully he didn't know what the hoo-ha was. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. All right, so Vermont is the healthiest state in the United States. Vermont. I have never been there, but I hear it is exquisite. It's probably a little nippy right now. It's a little cold, but I hear it is absolutely exquisite. They say Vermont has retained its ranking as the healthiest U.S. state. So I guess maybe it was top before. Topping the list, for a fifth straight year, five straight years, thanks in part to a high rate of education, low incidence of infectious disease. This is coming from United Health Foundation's 2001 America's Health Ratings. They say New Hampshire, Connecticut, Hawaii, and Massachusetts rounded out the rest of the top five healthiest states. New York was ranked 18th. New Jersey ranked 11th, but they showed the most improvements because they moved up each six spots because of smoking cessation. Looks like many residents there have cut back on smoking in New York and New Jersey. Don't they have extremely high cigarette taxes? From what I understand, the cigarette tax in New York and New Jersey is pretty high. Mississippi was ranked the least healthy state. It has the highest prevalence of obesity, high percentage of children living in poverty, and a high infant mortality rate. Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Alabama made up the other bottom five states. This is being reported out of Reuters. Now, Idaho and Alaska showed the most downward movement they've had in the last 12 months, so they had a pretty big drop. You know how, remember Casey Kasem's top 40 or Rick D's in the top 40, right? You know, that say this had the biggest drop, this slid down. It's kind of like that. The rankings published online, and we have them, have tracked the nation's health for the last 2 decades by evaluating 23 factors, including smoking, binge drinking, diabetes, high school graduation, immunization, prenatal care, and obesity. All right. Annual report is published, obviously, annually by the American Public Health Association and Partnership for Prevention, pulls data from Census Bureau, Centers for Disease Control, and the U.S. Department of Education, obviously, to see how many people went to high school. In addition to tracking results at the state level, the report compiles health trends nationwide. No progress in improving overall health this year after three-year gains. But you did see less smoking. You saw some preventable hospitalizations. But we still have more obesity and diabetes. Remember, our baby boomers. Excuse me. Our baby boomers, as they age, it's going to skew these. Okay, as many more start, you know, developing diabetes. The obesity, again, we still haven't been able to stop it. That keeps worse, even with the recession. Even with the recession, the obesity, no, it keeps worsening. And, you know, you'd wonder why. You'd think, well, with the recession, gas prices are still really high. Gas prices have been high for years, so you'd think people would walk more. No, they're not really walking more because, you know, many of us live miles away from work, so that's not going to do it. We're eating fast food because it's cheaper. I mean, it really is. It's frustrating. You know, even though some of these fast food places, you know, burgers are up to $6, you could still get 99-cent burgers in some of these places. So, of course, during the recession, you're going to eat crappier. It's just going to happen. So I believe when times are good, you actually have the ability to be healthier. Of course, you know, also, you know, getting your health insurance. But I'm thinking about, you know, from an economic standpoint, you know, more people will join a gym. You know, people may buy sporting gear. They may, you know, they're happier. Let's go play in the park, et cetera. Because, you know, we always thought, okay, well, if you're out of a job, then you have time to take the kids to the park. No, not happening. You know, we're not seeing more exercise. We're seeing a lot of depression. We're seeing a lot of weight gain. It's tough. Everybody says, or not everybody, but you're watching the news and it's like, we're coming out of the recession. We're coming out of the recession. We're doing well. And I still don't see it. I don't see it. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we, you know, pride ourselves on tourism. Unfortunately, that's not the healthiest industry. All right. We had another industry, you know, in the early 2000s, which was the construction industry. Now, the construction industry brought in a bunch of jobs. All right. People were moving to Vegas. We needed construction workers. We needed architects. We needed electricians. We needed, you know, so we had a false sense of security here in Nevada. And then when the bust came and people left, we still have buildings and projects that went under just standing there halfway done, just standing there. You know, it's like a ghost town in some parts of the city, you know, where they were building. And now the Strip is still lovely. The Strip is still thriving. We still see tons of people coming, but it's, you know, the outer parts of the city, we're still hurting. You know, I mean, unemployment is still high. And what's interesting about the unemployment numbers, you know, when they were talking about in certain states, unemployment 14%, you know, and then a year later, you know, unemployment is still the same. It hasn't worsened. But if you think about it, many people left the state. That percentage is higher. So I think things have leveled off. And hopefully it's going to make a turn for the better. But from a health standpoint, you can't let the recession make you sickly, especially as we're coming out of this recession. If we do come out of it, as long as there's not a double dip, we, you know, start seeing that health insurance is going up. My health insurance went up almost $1,000 per quarter. That's an extra $4,000 a year. And we never use it. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So I'm a little nervous about how the healthcare picture is going to look. I've talked about this all the time, especially with the way Obamacare is going. If the Supreme Court does not find the Obamacare law unconstitutional or throw the whole thing out, it's going to be a very, very interesting picture of where healthcare is going. And I'm going to be very, very frustrated because, unfortunately, we're going to have to go to a very, very bare-bones skeleton program, and anything beyond that is going to be extremely expensive. And they need to figure this out. All right. We had some interesting calls in the first hour of the show. Somebody had asked about the Eskimo factor, and is it true that Eskimos in Greenland don't have heart disease? Well, you know, we've known for a while that Eskimos, especially, you know, in Alaska and, you know, North America, that eat, you know, fish blubber, you know, and I mean, eat the natural Eskimo diet. Yeah. Yeah. They seem to have very little heart disease. Now, of course, once they eat a more Americanized diet, fast food, then boom, cholesterol goes up. They have a lot of issues. But, you know, most of the time, also there's supposed to be a province in China. Heart disease is non-existent based on what they eat. The oily fish is rich with the fish. So it's fascinating how, you know, once you kind of Americanize and commercialize your food, that's when the damage happens. Now, another caller had asked about the arteriosclerosis. What can he do to reduce it? If you have hardening of the arteries, how do you reduce it? Well, I mean, you know, once you really have the calcification, we used to believe you're stuck with it. Just like plumbing and the piping, you know, you're stuck. And then we realized, well, once with the statin medications, the cholesterol medications, there actually is a reversal. You can actually reverse and recede. And the key is your HDL. If you have good HDL, good cholesterol, which acts as the scavenger that kind of, you know, is the garbage dump for your bad cholesterol, HDL could possibly recede part of the plaque. Now, unfortunately, most people, by the time we find them clogged, they're so clogged we have to do surgery. You know, we have to do bypass surgery, or we have to do balloon angioplasty, where we go in with a very thin catheter, and then we blow up the balloon to open up the vessel, and then we pull, you know, and then we put a stent in there to keep the vessel open around the plaquing. You know, so when you have heavy plaquing, no, there's not a lot we can do to reduce it medically or nutritionally. But before you get to that point, or if you're getting a little bit of it, usually the cholesterol medications, good diet, fish, vitamin E, vitamin A, even niacin helps. So pretty important stuff. All right. So we were also talking about people living longer, presidents living longer. Presidents seem to age more while in office. They had noticed that Barack Obama had grayed and gotten more wrinkly while he was in office. But a lot of presidents have lived well into their 90s. Herbert Hoover, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan lived well into their 90s. And, yeah, you know, they probably have better access to health care. And, yeah, they obviously, you know, they're usually wealthy. They got Secret Service protecting them. They don't have to do anything, and they probably get fancy gym equipment. But I love the fact that men are living till their 90s. We got to keep it up. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Do you have a gardener who loves tomatoes on your Christmas list? If so, pay close attention because we've got them covered this year. Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kits are now available and make the perfect Christmas gift for gardeners of all ages. Here's why. Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love. These are the old-time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit. Amish Paste, German Pink, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Chocolate Cherry, Green Zebra, Italian Roma, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You also get a $25 jumbo packet of our Christmas slicing mix. And the best part? The highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. But we're not done yet. You'll also receive an Heirloom Solutions gift certificate for $25, a pack of cilantro, even a pack of basil at no additional cost. Over $100 now, just $49.95, and we'll even ship it for free. To order Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kit, go to tomatoloverschristmas.com. That's tomatoloverschristmas.com. Or call 800-215-3972. That's 800-215-3972.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. You can call in even if we're not live on air at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please visit my website and sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. We are going to Alaska next year. And sign into our guest book so I know where you're listening from. Leave your comment. Keep it clean, though. Keep it clean. Of course, you can follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And thank you again for listening. All right, news just in. This came in about an hour or two ago. Apparently, Japan has a huge recall of 400,000 cans of infant formula after traces of radioactive cesium was found in the company's milk powder. This is Japanese food producer Meihi announced the recall. The Meihi Step batch of formula with an October 12 expiration date detected cesium-134, 137, at levels still way below the government's permissible levels, but still enough to say, you know what, we don't need this. Of course, you know, we believe the source was from the Fukushima disaster. Apparently, they've been, you know, watching the food and screening the food. But we had talked about this earlier in the year when the Fukushima disaster happened, when we were comparing it to Chernobyl. One of the biggest risks of that radiation wasn't so much what was in the air as much as the food supply. This cesium can actually travel in fish. People were concerned about the fish coming to Hawaii, coming to America, and the cesium is the radioactive material that's longer lasting. And so we didn't want this being built up in the fish, so they're evaluating all, you know, all the food, fish, beef, rice, vegetables, tea, etc. Several countries have placed bans last spring on Japanese food products, including Hong Kong. The most have been lifted. Again, some people still are, you know, a little concerned. So, but, you know, when it comes to infant formula, of course, everyone's going to panic, and I'm glad they are playing it safe. If we hear any more, we will definitely keep you posted. Also in today's news, we were talking about arsenic in rice. They did a study, excuse me, where they found that women who had eaten rice had actually multiple exposures to arsenic. But they didn't find the arsenic in the rice. They found the arsenic in the urine. So based on one cup of rice, they had found that it was almost equivalent to 4.5 cups of water having the 10 parts per billion at least of arsenic in the fluid. So now they're evaluating, okay, are they accumulating arsenic because of rice? Are they accumulating it because of another food? You know, and you look at this going, okay, so we're talking about the juices last week. Now we're talking about the rice. What other food? What else could have arsenic? And, you know, I don't think we all need to panic. I mean, arsenic has been around. It's been in our soil, you know. But I do like the idea of them looking into this, especially if there's some sort of a production technique or something that could be unfortunately over enhancing our exposure. So they're now looking at arsenic and rice, and hopefully I hope they extrapolate it to other foods, because juice and rice, that's it. All right, we also talked today about sugary cereal. We know sugary cereal is out there, and we know it's tasty, and we know our kids probably shouldn't be eating it for breakfast. We just didn't know that just a cup, and, you know, these kids, usually they eat a couple cups, but just one cup could equal a few Chips Ahoy cookies. It could equal a Twinkie. It's a lot of sugar. It is a lot of sugar. Now, the Environmental Working Group has come up with the worst children's cereals. They always do. They're good at doing that. You know, they're good at coming up with these lists. And they found that these are the top 10 worst sugary cereals. Number one was Kellogg's Honey Smacks. Number two was Post Golden Crisp. Number three was Kellogg's Fruit Loops Marshmallow. And this was a surprise to me. I mean, I love Lucky Charms because it has marshmallows. I had no idea that you have Fruit Loops plus marshmallow. That has to be sugary, because if you think about it, with Lucky Charms, you know, everybody just picks out the marshmallows. They don't eat the brown stuff, right? Right? We only pick out the marshmallows. So if this is Fruit Loops, which is a yummy cereal in and of itself, plus marshmallow, oh my gosh, you could go into a diabetic coma. All right, but anyway, that's on the list. Number four was Quaker Oats Captain Crunch's Oops All Berries. Five was Quaker Oats Captain Crunch Original. Six was Quaker Oats O's. Seven was Kellogg's S'mores. Who didn't see that one coming? Number eight was Kellogg's Apple Jacks. Number nine was Quaker Oats Captain Crunch Crunch Berries. And number 10 was Kellogg's Fruit Loops Original. And so, wow. All right, so the researchers looked at the sugar content at 84 popular cereal brands. Researchers found 44 of the cereals were so sugary that a one-cup serving would contain more sugar than three Chips Ahoy cookies. I mean, here's the thing. We got to feed our kids protein, much healthier breakfast. We got to get them off the sugar. Now, one suggestion the author made, Madeline Fernstrom from MSNBC, she had recommended, you know, look, number one is read the packages. Of course, a cereal with 20 grams of sugar contains 5 teaspoons, probably, of sucrose. Try to look for more fiber, if you could. You know, if the kids really, really love the sugary cereals, maybe put a healthy cereal at the base, and then mix a little bit of the sugary cereal on top. Because, again, it's going to be very hard to wean these kids off. I mean, you know, you've been giving the kid Fruit Loops with marshmallow. They're probably not going to want to eat oatmeal. Okay, and let me tell you that right now, probably not going to happen. So you need to wean them off, and that's a smart idea. You need to put a little bit on there, but honestly, I would rather eat something healthy. Now here's the problem: we've been avoiding eggs and bacon. I mean, that used to be the old time breakfast, right? You need some eggs. We need some bacon. And we've been afraid to do that with our kids because of the cholesterol. Now, a while back, a study came out saying eggs may not be that bad in terms of cholesterol. But still, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, we cook them with butter and you know, a lot of times we want potatoes with it. So we end up not having the healthiest breakfast between the potatoes and the sausage, etc. So parents are like, well, I got nothing to lose. I'll just do a breakfast cereal. But what we really need to do is get our kids used to oatmeal early. Put some cinnamon, add some fruit. But the problem is we give up as parents and we take the easy way out. And it's cheap. These boxes of cereal, even though some of them, they're starting to get costly, $5-6 a box, it could last a week or two. I mean, you know, with the economy, again, we eat crappy. That's another example. So my recommendation is try to push the oatmeal. Try to push fresh fruit. Of course, be careful about a lot of the breads. A lot of times we'll go to bagels. Kind of fattening. You can't be eating bagels for breakfast. All right, bagels are more fattening, but some whole wheat toast. I mean, I don't know how to do it with the kids. My kids, you know, it's frustrating. It's like, do as I say, not as I do. But, again, don't forget to watch the sugar. All right. We say goodbye today to actor Harry Morgan. He played Colonel Sherman Potter, remember, on MASH. Great show. I loved MASH. Great show. Remember, it took place in the Korean War. And, They haven't released why he died, but he died at age 96. You know, it's been interesting because the past few months you've been noticing, we've been talking about these icons and, you know, Hollywood, and even today we're talking about presidents, you know, in their 90s. More and more, we're seeing men live till their 90s. And this is kind of incredible because I had predicted this, that when we look at average lifespan and life expectancy, you know, it's been kind of creeping up more so for women, you know, but men, you know, creeping into the 70s, 73, 75. With more men living till their 90s, I think we're going to probably see within the next couple of years one of the biggest jumps in life expectancy, and I'm absolutely ecstatic about that. But also keep in mind, with 90 years old, we probably see a lot more hip replacements, a lot more knee replacements, so we're going to see a lot more increases in healthcare spending. But it's so nice to know that 65 and 70 isn't the golden decade. It's not. Okay? We live longer now. Thank heavens. All right, guys, great show. I will be back tomorrow. Please don't go away. Tomorrow, come back and we'll answer more of your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. You all be safe.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.